On today's episode, I want to share with you a new way of retirement. As you know, most of the people, the idea that they have is that they will have to work hard for 30 years, maybe. So eventually they will retire when they are 65, when, you know, they are not young anymore. And they will retire with a shitty salary. Most of the people that I know, they are now with $100 or 400 soles per month. And you cannot even pay the food with that shit. So where I'm trying to go is that there must be a smarter way to retire. And this, I will call it progressive retirement. That is not you stop working. It's not you stop doing your career. But it's you stop doing the activities that you don't like. I heard this concept like 2 years ago, and I can tell you that helped me a lot. So that's why I want to give you this tool to you. The idea is that you hate from the activities, you retire from the activities that you hate doing, and also you retire from the activities that drains your energy. And I'm going to show you how and why later on this episode. Before starting, I want to say thanks to the sponsor, as always, to me, inglesparacholos.com. If you want to receive all the wisdom, and if you want to gather all the information about Inglés para Cholos, you can go to the website. And also remember to spread the word, compartan la palabra. Google Podcasts and Spotify, you can find me with my nickname, Uncle Balta. And if you want to follow the WhatsApp channel, you can go to my Instagram, Tio Balta. And in the bio description, there is a link that will connect you with my Instagram. So you will never miss one episode from Uncle Balta. Let's start. So the idea is that whenever we have a job or a business, even if you like your job or your business, there are activities that are hard to keep doing. And if you're a small business owner or a freelancer, you have to do everything. In English, they call you have to wear all the hats. Tienes que usar todos los sombreros. So just to give you a case, when I started Baltamina, that was my first business, I had to do the importation process. I had to do the delivery, the phone calls, the customer service, the coaching, the social media, the publicity, you know? And you know, the fun fact, and I tell you so you can know this in advance, whenever you start your own endeavor, your own activity, and you stop working for a company, most of the people will think that you are not doing shit. Because since they don't see you going to an office or wearing like a suit, un terno, they will say, oh, this guy is just lazy. That's the fun fact. But what I'm trying to go is that a lot of activities have a problem, and we're going to check them. But if you want to grow, you need to stop doing the activities that have less impact in your life. So that's why I try to address this idea of the mini retirement. So in my case, I'm going to show you my case so you can apply to your situation. The first thing that I retired from was phone calls. So for example, when I started, I used to have an ad on social media saying free coaching, asesoría gratuita, you know, and that was cool, bring a lot of leads, but also a lot of people start calling me. And sometimes I would spend on the phone like 2 hours, for real, because each call was like 10 minutes, sometimes 15 minutes, and even though I tried to make the calls as fast as possible, but I would spend like 2 hours, and sometimes for every 2 hours that I would spend talking with people, with random people, I will close one cell. And it was not efficient, like, you know, like 2 hours to acquire one customer is not the best thing. I mean, if you are starting, it's good. But if you want to scale, you cannot spend that much time. So that's why I decide no phone calls, only WhatsApp. Of course, this bridge, this jump from phone calls to just WhatsApp, it was a little bit difficult at the beginning because, especially 10 years ago, people wanted to hear your voice. It's not like now that, oh, we just have text. No, people said, if I'm going to buy you, at least I want to hear you. And many times, you had people that they didn't have friends and they just wanted someone to talk with. So that was kind of a situation. But that was one of my first mini retirements. That was stop doing phone calls. The second one was the delivery. I used to do delivery of my products. Not directly to the house, but I will tell my people. For example, on Monday, I will be in the intersection of Angamos with Aviación. On Tuesday, I will be in Javier Prado with Angamos. On Wednesday, I will be in Oval Higuereta. So I used to do that. I used to announce that on my social media. Kind of scary because now I wouldn't do this shit again. I wouldn't say I'm going to be in that point. But I used to do that. So people who live nearby the area, they will text me and say, Jose, please, can you bring me protein, amino acids, any product that you can imagine. And it was a good way to make money. But it also takes time and it's not scalable. And as you can imagine, many people ask you to be there in the peak hours. So for example, 6 p.m. I always would remember one time that I tried to go to Jockey Plaza and it was like 6 p.m. The traffic was massive and I spent like just 45 minutes going. So almost 1 hour and a half round trip in delivery. So that's when I realized I'm only going to do now a courier, only sell the products by courier, or maybe accept people going to my house. And eventually now I'm trying to do everything by courier, because even when people go to your house, the problem there is that sometimes people show up whenever they want. They tell you, yeah, I will be there 5, and they appear 7 or 8. So sometimes I am lucky that I have a person in the office, but if you don't have someone in the office and you are the only one, you need also to plan that shit in advance. And the other thing that I'm retiring now, is memes on social media. Even though memes on social media bring customers to my business, it's kind of low effort, low impact activity. So I prefer now to just save more time and allocate that time to record episodes in English and in Spanish. I realized that this podcast brings more customers than just memes, and at the same time, it's something that will last more time. People always will come back to check the podcast, but people not always come back to check the memes. Not only that, the difficulty of the content that you create also means that people will appreciate you more if you do a podcast that is tailored for them than if you just upload a meme. So that's an interesting fact. Of course, we don't need to forget the small short content. That's why doing small videos or funny pictures are important, but you need to know how to allocate your time better on social media, and that is something extra that I'm retiring now. Let's try to address the question why we should retire from small things. First, because as I mentioned in the beginning, the only way of you growing, the only way that you can become rich or wealthy is by doing activities that the rich and wealthy people do. And you can be sure that rich people and wealthy people are not answering phone calls to all their customers at the same time. They are not posting memes. So we need to elevate the quality of our activities. Second, is because we need to get rid of the activities that drain our energy. For example, there was an activity that gave me a lot of money but drained my energy, and was giving sexual coaching. I remember I used to charge 100 soles for 50 minutes of just phone call, 50 minutes of phone call, and I used to have the phone call while I was walking Armando. So, I was walking Armando, and I was listening to the person and giving him some tips on how to stop being virgin, but there was a problem with that the voice of the virgins is sticky, es pegajosa, la voz de un virgen. So when I have to record an episode for my YouTube channel, I will hear also my voice like a virgin. So that's why I stopped doing that activity. You can have some profitable activities, but if they are destroying your skill, your voice, the way that you talk, it's better to stop doing them. Even though sometimes I got good money. I remember once a customer paid me 1,200 soles for just 4 hours. I mean, back then in time was kind of good money for me. And just 4 hours talking of tips how to acquire women. But I realized that, it doesn't make sense to do things that in the long term are going to reduce your strength. The other one is because we need a lot of free time. I can tell you, rich people, we believe that rich people are busy all the time. And that's what they try to tell you. That's their cover, su cubierta. They want to pretend that they are busy all the time. But you can be sure that they are not busy all the time. They have plenty of time to think. They have plenty of time to gather para reuniones. And that's why they make money, because they can analyze better ways to do things. Just to give you a case. If you have free time, you can do research, puedes investigar. If you have free time, you can test your ideas, something that you cannot do if you are busy all the time. When Uncle Balta, this podcast started during quarantine, because I had a lot of free time. And after Uncle Balta, people ask me, hey, why don't you give English classes? And that's, oh, let's do Inglés para Cholo. So that's why you want to always get rid of the low impact activities. I have a question that I want you to address is, what activities can you retire from? Because sometimes when we are immersed in this pile of shit, en esta pila de caca, when you don't like your job or your business, you're like, I want to retire from everything. But you can be sure that there are some things that you like. But how to find those things? First, by getting rid of the things that you don't like. So here, I'm going to give you a list of 6 or 7 things that maybe you can retire from. But before, I want to share my WhatsApp, +51 9890 23 986. If you want to contact me for Inglés para Cholos, for supplements, or for audiobooks, you can go to my personal WhatsApp. So the first thing that you can consider is specific activities that you don't like. And you can apply this to your personal life. For example, you can retire from cleaning or washing your car. You can retire from preparing your meals and hire someone to do those activities. That is an easy way to start your mini retirement, by not doing the activities that take your energy, you don't like, and they don't give you value to your life. The second mini retirement is you can stop having a fixed schedule. What is a fixed schedule? Un horario fijo. That is a problem. For example, when you have reunions, I have a reunion at 4 p.m. The next reunion, I have at 7 p.m. And what turns up that you have gaps in your day. So between, for example, 5 and 6 p.m., you don't have shit to do. So you try to do another activities, do time, but you are kind of fixed there. Estás estancado. I can tell you now, my schedule, I don't have one fixed activity. The only fixed activity that we can call is the reunion with the people in Inglés para Cholos, that is twice per week. But I don't feel that like working, because it's just talking with my people. So I can have that. That is something that gives me energy, not drains energy from me. But all the rest of the things, the supplements, the importation process, all those shits now are flexible for me. I can do it whenever I can. And that allows you to work faster, because you know, you can move faster because the activities are waiting for you. Oh, that's a nice way to put it. You want the activities to wait for you, not you wait for the activities. That's a cool one. Maybe I will do a meme of that. So let me write that shit. The other one that you want to retire from is a fixed location. What is fixed location? The idea that you have to be physically in one place to sell your product or service. For me, it's not a problem because I really love this city. I love my friends, my family, and my sexual partners here in Lima. But still, I'm ready to go to other place if I have to do it. That's why I'm moving my business more than 50% all digital now, because I want to be able to move wherever I want. So a fixed location can be a problem if you cannot move it. So try to retire for that would be a good idea, especially these days where there are opportunities all around the country. I told you the case when I went to Chincha, sewing the houses so affordable, finding nice women, you know, in other cities. I mean, here in Lima we have nice women, but in other cities also you have fine women. I mean, there are plenty of opportunities. If you have freedom of location, that is a nice way to accomplish those goals. You can retire also from physical products. Physical products are cool because you just, you know, send them and it's done, the job. But the problem is that you need to have a stock, you need to do the logistic process, you need to sometimes buy raw material. So it's still kind of some hassle. It's not like digital products or like systems. For example, Inglés para Cholos, I don't need to buy raw material for Inglés para Cholos. I just need to work concept, package the concept together, and then just help the people that are stuck in one part of the system. So that is kind of a smarter way. That's why you see many people, that was my case also, we start selling products or services, and eventually you jump to systems. That is the smarter way to work. You can also retire from bad customers. And I would highly suggest you to retire from this as fast as possible. Why? Because bad customers not only drain your energy, but also change your mood. So whenever you have a next interaction with another customer, you are dragging this bad vibe of the previous customer. And all the people that I know that disagree with me on this concept, they say, no, all the customers are good. Usually they have a terrible temper, un carácter de mierda. Why? Because they are dealing with people that you copy. You copy the behavior of the people that is in front of you. So that's why it's better to reduce these bad customers. A bad customer will take more from you than he's giving to you. So, for example, if they are paying for your product, they will make your life miserable each time they give you the money. So that's why, and here is like an Uncle Balta tip, try to work with people that are doing good in the financial life. Because when they are doing good in the financial life, they give you the money happy because the money came easy to them. When a person makes the money hard, giving the money to you is painful because, oh, I work a lot for this. So that's why you learn that it's better to work with people that are doing good in the financial life. And the last two things that you can retire from is employees and low-ticket sales. I had employees before, and I don't like having employees, even though kind of sounds backwards, that, right? Sounds like if you don't have employees, it's because you are small. But no, I can tell you, now with all the technology, you don't need employees. Employees are not that cool. People say, oh, nice, I have employees. Now they can do the work for me. There are many situations. First, they have a schedule, and eventually you will need some way to control them. Second, you become like their father. So whenever they have a problem, they are calling you. Fuck, now you have a situation. The other one is like you tend to copy their behavior. There is a high chance that if you are hiring a person, it's because they don't have a business. So you start to copy the behavior of a person that is just started. So they learn from you, but you lose your skill and your time coaching these people. I'm not saying that always employees are a bad thing, but especially when you learn how to move in a digital world, you can do everything without employees. And the last thing that you can retire from are low tickets. Low tickets, so for example, that is a number. I always tell my people from Inglés para Cholos, what is the minimal number that will make yourself move? For example, in my case, the minimal number is 80 soles for the audiobooks, and it's just, you know, a copy-paste. That is the minimum thing. For 80 soles, just a copy-paste, I can do it. But if you ask me, for example, please, can you take this protein to the other side of the city? I will say, no, thanks. And not because I don't like money. I love money. But by doing that, you are taking your time that is more valuable. So you want to, each time, start increasing your average ticket. I want to go to the last part of this mini retirement idea. And honestly, I think it's important concept this. So I hope you are taking notes because understanding this concept will allow you to grow in a smarter way. And talking about smarter things, it's important to know your goal. ¿Cuál es tu objetivo? But before, friendly reminder, you can also go to UncleBalta.com. UncleBalta.com. If you are in your desktop, en tu computadora, you can type UncleBalta.com and you will see also all my episodes with images in a nice, organized way. So, why your goal is important? Because you cannot get the life that you want if you don't know what is the life that you want. And most of the people don't know what it is. So let's say, if you want to have a space, flexible life that you can be able to travel wherever you want, the question will be, why do you have an apartment or a house? You are not going to buy an apartment or a house if you want to have a flexible location time. It will be better to rent the apartment and all the rest of the money invested in assets that produce more than a house or an average apartment. That will be the first one. The second one will be if you want to work, for example, only 4 hours, because that's the objective for many people. Part of the You can that is also an objective of mini retirements. I don't want to work 8 hours anymore. I want to just work 4 hours. So you have to stop stop going on debt. For example, instead of buying an expensive car, you can buy an average car, and now you don't have to be paying the loan to the bank. And with all that money, you can reinvest in yourself, and now you can only work 4 hours. Also, if part of your plan is having a healthy life, that I hope that is part of your plan, you cannot date a toxic person. So the image, the picture of our desired retirement has to be aligned with all the activities that we are doing. Just the last part of this podcast that I want to mention is that we need to have like a perfect balance between simplicity and coolness. So you want your life to be simple and cool. And the last thing is we need to remember that there is no retirement without cash flow and savings. So If you want to retire from some activities, I assume that you already create some cash flow streams. Could be digital products, could be a rent, could be any endeavor that allows you always every month to have an extra amount of money, and also savings. If you save, if you have, for example, in my case, I have savings for 3 or 4 years. So I have chance to test a lot of ideas in 3 or 4 years and get more savings maybe for next 5 or 10 years. But you need savings, you need a cushion, un colchoncito. And the savings not necessarily have to be in currency, money. You can save money, you can save also in crypto, you can save in liquid assets that you can just sell any moment soon. You can have savings in stock. And not many people talk about have savings in stock, but there are things that are easy to sell and that they go up in value when there is inflation. I love those shit. So that is also a way to store your wealth. So that is the today's episode. Remember to not to have a full retirement, but mini retirements. And eventually you will get older, you will get in your 50s, 60s, and you can still working, but just in activities that don't demand that much energy for you and only your cognitive abilities, tus habilidades pensantes. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Remember, spread the word to the people, to your virgin and poor friends, so they can level up their game. If you want to practice English, inglesparacholos.com.